Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. We are back. Brother L. Brother B.
Yes, sir.
The Million. What's good, brother?
Oh, I am good, sir. And good evening all out there in listening land. And thank you for tuning in once again to tonight's Thursday on The Menu.
No doubt. What up, everybody? Hope all is well. Hope everybody feeling blessed. You know, any day above ground is a great day, so we all got to be thankful. You know?
Most certainly is. Even when it's raining, still blessed.
Yeah. You know, I just want to say Brother L was just asking me what was going to be the topic for, next week. So I was telling him, why don't you think of something? But then, he's a light-skinned dude, and, I'm dark-skinned. So, our friendship spans well over 20 years. So, I could tell him or say to him, yo, why don't you do a topic on how does it feel to be, light-skinned in Black America?
Can you believe this, people? Light skin in Black America.
Hey,
hello.
Well, listen.
I am a black man. I might be light, but I'm still black.
Well, what you know about picking cotton?
Oh my gosh. How about this? Well, back in the day, you be picking the cotton, I be telling Master, hey Master, he ain't picking fast enough.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So how does it feel now on the dark side of things? You know what I'm saying? Oh, man. Yo, one thing before we get back into the topic from last week, it's kind of like a part two. And, I'm not going to front. I'm a little disappointed, man. I mean, people was listening in on baby mama drama and stuff like that. But, Joe, when we talk real talk about education, what's going on with the kids, the youth, how the system is not giving our communities a fair shake. It's like, where's everybody at? Where everybody at? It's sad. It's like people want to scream fire, but don't nobody want to grab their fire extinguisher and put it out. So I'm like, yo, if don't beef about it if you ain't going to do anything about it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying for anybody to just go out there and pick a sign and jump in front of some cars and in front of a school and stuff like that. Nah, but, we all can, add to something. We all can collectively, do something. But, the first step is saying something.
Fact. I like that.
But real quick, before we get into this topic, I gotta talk about a little bit about road rage.
Ooh, you sure you want to do that? That could get really, really grutty there, sir.
All right, listen. Nah, listen.
You sure you want to do that?
I gotta put it out there.
Maybe listen. Okay. Maybe that should be the setup for next week's topic. How about that?
But no, I ain't even going to get that deep. I'm just going,
that deep because I might have too much to say about that.
This is true. That's why I said just a little something because it's something I got to get off my chest. Listen.
I mean, I could understand the whole road rage persona is because some people, you just say, why are they doing that? Like the guy that's in the left lane on the expressway doing 50 miles an hour. What are you doing? What are you doing?
Well, he'll say that he's obeying the speed limit. He'll say he's obeying the speed limit.
Yeah, well, I feel he's putting everybody else in danger by being in the fast lane going too darn slow.
Well, the thing is, how many people really know the left lane is the fast lane?
Like, well, they should.
Well, listen, how many people, listen.
I told you don't want to go here with this, man.
Listen, real quick, I think there should be, mandatory testing, once a year. You have to take a refresher course or something when it comes down to driving.
You know what? Once a year, I would say maybe once every 2 years I refresh a course. That
once
I can
every 2 years?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
Look,
because I'm not going to front. If I'm doing like 70, 80, I'm just saying, if I'm doing 70, 80, and I got my lights on, my light on, and I'm about to dip into another lane.
Cannot be done.
Listen, real quick.
This is too meaty right now, bro.
I'm just saying real quick, man. You gotta listen real quick, bro. Let's say I'm in the middle lane. You know, I throw my signal on. I'm about to, you know, cut left or maybe cut right, whichever. It should be your responsibility as a driver to pay attention to your left side mirror, your right side mirror, and your rear view.
Mirrors.
If you see somebody, yeah, if you
stop
see someone,
focusing on just what's ahead of you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
I told you. You shouldn't do this right now, man. I got
no
real quick on this.
Listen, real quick. I'm gonna just drop a little bit, and then you can go in, and then we go into the topic. But yo, pay attention to what's coming up behind you, please. There's no reason on God's beautiful green earth if you're not paying attention to what's coming up behind you, and you just happen to casually, just cruise into the other lane without even using your signals. Listen, use your damn signals.
Yes,
please, people.
Yes,
use
people,
your signals.
Please.
Use your signals.
And stop wandering.
Exactly. Because that's what a lot of people do. They just want to wander into the next lane. Like, and then when an accident or something happens, then they're like, did I do that? When they hear tires screech, did I do that?
And stop slowing down just to look at an accident. Keep on going. You're slowing down traffic.
Rubbernecking.
Oh, my God. I told you. We can't do this.
Short
topic? I don't think so.
Okay.
Let's get to the menu.
All right. No doubt. So, back to the education. Now, check this out. I pulled out an article from the paper. I'm not going to get too much into the names and stuff on the, but the caption on it says, groped in third grade. Now,
quite disgusting.
We have a child, a 9-year-old student, who was in a public school and had an incident with a student putting his hand under her skirt. Okay. The little girl said something to the mom. The mom said something. School didn't do anything. A month later, another boy exposed himself and rubbed himself on the little girl's behind.
Wow.
And as other kids looked on, and no one did anything. The principal was told, you know, the teacher was told, nobody did anything. Reports were made, no one did anything.
Now, how could that happen? How can an incident like that go basically unchallenged?
Because you've got the same people who are sitting there telling you, we got to take care of them. You got to take care of your kids. You got to do this. You got to make sure your kids get schools on. These people don't care. These people really don't care. I mean, because it shouldn't happen at all. But you have two separate incidents. Where you have two separate incidents happening to the same kid, and no one does anything.
Yeah, that's quite traumatizing to that child.
So
we don't know like what the ramifications could be to her. You know, this could you just don't know something like that happening. So I mean, if anybody want to chime in, I would believe now would be the time to.
Oh yeah, number 646-378-1882. That's 646-378-1882. for anybody that wants to call in. Like I said, I'm disgusted. I mean, I have a daughter. You have a daughter.
Yes, I have a daughter.
And I have a real issue with this. Because then they wonder why kids don't want to come to school. Then they wonder why kids don't focus when they come to school. Because, you gotta look at it. Are the teachers focused? Are the teachers really focused?
An incident like that will make you not focus. So, also, is this going on a little bit more than we think? Is it?
I'm sure.
You know?
I mean, we live in a country where, once again, sex and violence rules. So it's more prevalent than the school books. It's more important, you know. And it's everywhere. So I remember, like, years ago when we went to school, you know, I mean, yeah, that stuff was going on around us, but teachers kind of shielded us from that. Nowadays, you got teachers that are, some of the teachers are the culprits.
Fact.
And
we're not saying all teachers.
We're not
saying all teachers. But
nah, not all teachers. No, there's still some decent teachers out there. They're just overshadowed by
being overshadowed, yes.
Yeah, they're just being overshadowed by the ones that are not doing the right thing. And it's like, what do you do? Like, we give our kids over to these people for a certain amount of time during the day. I mean, they have to kind of be parents to our kids when they're at school. So stuff like that happening, I don't get it. Teachers doing stuff with kids, I don't get it either. The next thing I don't get is the whole issue of, like, closing schools. Like, what's the purpose? Like, what do you think you're generating? What do you think you're doing by closing a school? Like, if you got, like, a certain area, a certain radius, and you got, like, that one school in that area, and you close it because it's not putting up the so-called numbers that the system is looking for, and you close it, what's going to happen to all those kids?
What is going to happen to all those kids?
It creates a hardship because then, you know, not everybody can just get on the bus, whether it be the cheese bus or get on, you know, the regular
mass
bus.
Mass transit.
Yeah, mass transit and travel, like, far someplace else, you know, to go to school. I mean, it causes a hardship, not only for the kids, but for the parents as well, but more so for the children because they're the one that have to make that journey. They don't want to have to, you know, to travel, and they're being kind of being taken out of their element.
Yes.
And it's like it's disheartening. That's why I'm like,
yes.
That's why I'm like, I don't understand what how so-called politicians, these people that we elect to do certain things like this. I don't even know the dude's name, the chancellor of the school, like Bloomberg's little buddy. yeah, little, you know, toy soldier. I don't know what's going on, man. Like, I really don't. I really don't see why education is just really taking a back seat, especially in our community. Like, it's okay for, you know, for us to talk about rap. It's okay for us to talk about sex. It's okay for us to talk about basketball, baby, sports and all other, everything else is okay. But when it comes down to the education, it's just not being put out there. And I don't get it. I really don't get it. I mean, I'm not going to say I was the best student in the world because I damn sure wasn't. But at least you had an incentive. You know, you had some teachers, some guidance counselors that actually made you want to try.
Yes.
Now it just seems like the dropout rate is just crazy. Like, I work nights. So, you know what I'm saying? During the day, I happen to be driving by and I see kids out. Like, ain't they supposed to be in school? Like, 12 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, ain't they supposed to be somewhere in school? But they busy wandering around. I mean, whatever happened to you know, taking these kids off the street and you know, taking them to their schools instead of, like, giving them a misdemeanor for not being, you know what I'm saying, for not being in school or something like that, writing them some type of ticket. It don't make no sense.
Yeah. Oh, the school chancellor, I believe his name is Dennis Wolcott.
Okay, yeah, that dude. Yeah, what is he, what's he doing? What's really good? Like, I'm not really a fan, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not really a fan of the newspaper. This article just happened to catch me. But, I really don't do the news too much because the news only exposes when it wants to expose, when there's a need to expose it. Like, as long as it benefits them, then they put it out there.
Well, I mean, I think it's just all about the drama and just the numbers, you know. That's what I'm just going to touch on that for right now, because I just don't want to get off of the topic of education. I mean, because that could just lead to something else. So I'm just, you know.
I got you. But I'm like, yo, where are the parents? First and foremost. Like I said, everybody wanted to, like, you know what? And we may have to stray off topic.
I think nowadays some of the parents are quite young, so they are almost like naive. I really don't want to say the word naive, but maybe don't really know what is going on with their children in school exactly.
But they know,
as long as they feel like their child is going to school, then hey, they're doing their part. But it's actually more to that. You actually have to be involved in your child's education. You know, even if you are a young parent, and even if you didn't have like the best schooling yourself, you should definitely look into your child's education, you know, whether it be in public school or private school, you know, look into what they're doing, you know, see how things are going. I mean, even take a day off and try to visit the school and not per se sit in the classroom because the teacher will know that you're sitting there, but like peer in, if you can, like get the principal's permission to peer in on your child and see how they are interacting with the teacher and their classes. So just by looking into the classroom without your child knowing that you are there, you know.
So
just to get an idea of, you know, their daily routine. I mean, matter of fact, you know, my daughter, we have her PTA meeting tonight. Tomorrow night. She's in preschools. Are we going to go? Yes. And parents, these PTA meetings, you know, meeting with the teachers, don't blow it off. Go. See what your child is doing. Know exactly what your child is doing. You know, sit down with teacher and, you know, verbal communication with their teachers, not just via over the phone, but a face-to-face is a more open, and you get a better feel of what's going on in the classroom from your child's teacher. So parents, let's do that for our children. Attend these meetings. Don't blow it off. Go.
Now,
and if the child doesn't tell you when it is, call the school and find out.
Now, I'll give it to you. I'll definitely give it to you with that whole thing of, like, you know, some of the kids out here, well, some of the parents are younger, and their minds may not be where they need to be. Understand that. But there still are parents out there our age. You know what I'm saying? Mid to late 30s, early, you know what I'm saying, early 40s. There's still parents out there, and there's no damn excuse at all. There's no damn excuse. Because I've said it before, and I say it again. I believe our generation failed this generation. Therefore, we need to kind of pick up our slack and their slack as well. And the thing is, as much as no one really wants to admit it, once again, accountability.
Ooh, like, there's that word again. Accountability.
Listen.
Yes.
Bro, when we was coming up, like what? I think like our lifespan was capped off at 25. You know what I'm saying? Like if you made it past 25, that was a milestone.
Well, then again, I mean, well, look what we grew up.
You remember the bulletproof hats, the bulletproof jacket. I remember they was advertising that in the paper. Cats was dropping off left and right. And the thing is, when we got to 25, it was like, wow. Because some of us was just living for the moment. A lot of us was living for the
moment.
Well,
that's what a lot of us
were doing. Because we didn't think we was going, we was going to make it.
Make it. That's true.
So when we did make it, it was like, oh, snap, we was already 25. So at that point.
It's like, okay, yeah, like, what do I do now, basically?
Exactly. Because we went from, like, looking, you know, like everything was hopeless. Everything was just dim and dark. We wasn't expected to be here. Next thing you know, we're here. We made it here, and it's like, well, damn, now what do? I didn't have a plan. So at 25, or, you know what I'm saying, 26, 27, you find yourself starting to plan. But at the same time, it's like some of us had kids, maybe around those mid-20s or early 20s or something. Yo, we had kids. Some of us had kids to think about. It's like, how much planning could you really do? You was trying to plan for yourself. Now you got to plan for yourself and the little one coming up.
Not easy to do.
Yeah, exactly. So now, at the stage of the game that we're at now, yo, once again, it's accountability. We just can't stow our kids in school and expect these teachers just to do it. Yo, we got to prep them ourselves. It's more than just homework. You know what I'm saying? Even though you got to go to the PTV, you got to go to these open school nights, meet the teacher, all this and that. You got to do it. But it's more than just that. How many people really sit down and real talk with their kids?
That's. Now, we're not saying, we literally are not saying, not talk at your kid. I told you to do this. I told you. See, when you say I told you, you're not giving them a chance just to answer. You're just telling them. You're talking at them. Talking to your child about school. How was your day? What did you do in school? Well, what did you expect to get out of the lesson that the teacher taught? Well, how did you feel about what the teacher taught? See, now you're interacting with your child about school. Because you're asking them questions about it.
Well, this is true.
Not
but,
just
you know,
do your homework or did you do your homework. It's one thing to say, did you do your homework and do your homework. But then it's another thing to say, did you have problems doing your homework? Are you having trouble doing your homework? Did you find any problems in doing your homework? Big difference. Because now you're giving your child an opportunity to answer and ask you questions on the homework if they are having trouble. Not
yeah,
so they can just
what?
Say no. no, no, yes, I did it, yes, but they really didn't do it.
Okay, but you know what? I'm gonna play devil's advocate for a minute. Yo,
I'm
gonna play devil's advocate for a minute. Yo, I just finished doing like a 10-hour shift. I'm tired. Do your own work. Like, I ain't in the mood to do this. I just want to sit down and unwind. I got time for all that.
Well, you know what? That, I mean, not to say that it doesn't happen, because we know it does happen. It probably happens a little too often, and more often than anything, where parents just expect their child just to do their homeworks, or maybe the parents just don't understand the child's homework.
Nah, they not, son. They suckers. A lot of these parents, a lot of these cats want to call themselves parents, but they suckers.
Ooh,
they'll turn around.
God.
No, for real talk.
Oh,
they'll sit back and talk about how they were treated, or how nobody paid attention to them when they was younger, and I'm not going to do that when I have a kid. And they turn around and they have a kid and they do the same damn thing. They turn around and watch them fall by the wayside. They don't help them with their homework. They don't explain to them about anything or what's going on. Yeah. I mean, yo, my daughter comes to me and talks to me about, yeah, because I ask her. Every time I tell my daughter, how was school today? What'd you do? How was your schoolwork? And then she wants to tell me about what happened between her and her little friends. So, yo, I talked to her about that.
Well, as
you know what I'm
saying?
You got to build with your kids. It's not just you building with your girl. Like, yo, you got cats out there. They'll build with their man or build with their chick quicker than they'll build with their kids.
Can you say that again?
You got people out here that'll be quicker to sit down and talk or holler at their chick or holler at their man than talk to their kids about what they need to talk to them about in terms of education and getting right in society.
Now, Brother D, I must say on that one, you kind of hit like a double on that one. That was a double because, sometimes, and we people just might not even realize that that is what they're doing. So maybe, hopefully, that was just a wake-up for people right there. Like,
they
wait
don't
a minute,
wake
you
up.
Know what?
They don't get wake up. They pulled the covers over their heads and rolled over. Like I said, they suckers. Because you turn around and when you present the real to them, they ain't got nothing to say. They ain't got nothing to say, but they'll turn around, look in the paper, oh, that's foul, what happened to that girl. Yo, you saw the Knicks tonight? Yo, Melo was hot. Yo, come on, for real. Melo got his education. Melo's making his bread. It's like you're the one watching him do his thing. Melo's not watching you. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's, yo, for real. Get your stuff straight. Like, how many times you going to sit back and watching everybody else get themselves straight, and where you at? Still sitting on the porch. Still, you little fat kid still sitting on the porch with the little dummy cake, wondering, oh, I want to run with him. Get your ass off the porch and run. Don't talk about it. Be about it. And that's the thing that really gets me. You got.
We're talking about running with your child's education, people. And just, you know, trying to help them and steer them in the right direction through school. We're actually really not talking about basketball.
because that's, you know, everybody's gonna start listening to this. You know what I'm saying?
Did you see the Knicks last night? My man Melo. Yo, he's doing it. We are on children's education. So if anybody wants to call in, please do so.
646-378-1882. I don't expect anybody calling because, like I said, we talking about something important. So people don't really want to talk about anything important anymore. And yeah, I'm gonna come out of my face like that and I'm gonna say it. You know what I'm saying? Because I gotta call a spade sometimes.
Oh my goodness!
It is what it is. It is what it is. Like I said,
ladies and gentlemen, somebody has attitude tonight.
It's not attitude. It's just that, yo, how do you sit around and talk about, that's a shame what happened. disgusting. What's going on with our kids? You want to be the, listen, don't be that person on the bus talking about, oh, these kids foul with their foul mouths, and they ain't doing this, and their pants hanging off their ass, and they ain't no education, blah, blah, blah. You want to talk about them, about what
we'll
are you going to do to help them? What are you going to do to help them? You always, you know what I'm saying? The first thing, and I'm going to say it, the first thing a lot of our people, black people, want to do is the first thing they want to do, crab in a barrel. They want to yank you down and then try and step on top of you just to get ahead. So it's all right for me to demean our youth. I can demean our youth all day, but what about saying something positive to uplift them? What about encouraging them when it comes down to school? What about encouraging them when it comes down to education? What about encouraging them to challenge their teachers, to challenge these politicians, to challenge, you know what I'm saying, our so-called world
challenge themselves.
World leaders? What about putting the battery in their back so they can go out there and one day rally for our rights? Rally, you know what I'm saying, but also rally for themselves. Like, what's up with that? But you know what? We're too self-absorbed. Oh, I had a long day at work. Oh, road rage. Oh, somebody on the train didn't want to let me sit down. This, that, this, that. Shut up. Because you know what? Listen, my mother, may she rest in peace, had rough days too. But you know what? I tell you, when she got home, let me see your homework. Mother used to be a home attendant, wiping ass and everything else. But you know what? When she came home from her shift, whether it was overnight or it was during the day, yo, crack them books open. Let me see that homework.
She was a true, real woman.
No excuses. Your mom's like a surrogate to me. The same thing. Crack them books open.
Yeah.
I know, you know what I'm saying? So what's the problem? What's really good? what's really good? But like I said, nobody ain't got nothing to say. And you know what I'm saying? I don't care. You know, it gets to a point where in certain situations, I don't care who really take offense, because I'm not saying anything to be offensive. I'm really not. I'm not trying to be offensive. I'm just calling spade a spade. I'm just saying it's like it is. What am I supposed to do? Like I said, listen, you do your homework with your kid.
I just did it. I just helped my little one with my homework just a little while ago.
And I'm sure, and you know what? Stuff like that brings about those memories and everything else.
It's wild what children remember. It really is, because things that we think are insignificant, for them, it is like their life. It is like becoming of them, you know. Like, you can think of as a trip to the grocery store as just something humdrum, but for your child, it's an experience. You know, everything that we do with our children is an experience for them. You know, like, it's that whole, you know, parent-child interaction. And we have to interact with our children on all levels. And what's going on is some levels are just being left ignored, like school. Sometimes we don't, you know, get into it with them on that level. We don't ask them about school. We, like I said earlier, we just tell, you know, do your homework. You better have done your homework. Interact. Hey, let me see your homework. Even if you don't even know what the homework is, even if you're lost, look at it and see it. Like my wife's cousin, you know, I'm not going to give his name, but he's a high school young man, and I remember when he was having trouble with math. Even though I didn't know his math, I still said, let me see it. And would you believe now he is actually getting better grades? Not because I knew the math. I didn't, but because I interacted with him about his schoolwork.
And that's all
I tell him to do it. I said, hey, let me see it. Well, what are you having problems with? And I even told him, okay, you're having a problem with that. Don't get discouraged. Go to your teacher and tell them that you're having problems. See, that's a lot, and that's it also. The children don't talk to the teachers.
But you got teachers that don't talk to the children. Some teachers don't do it either. They don't interact with the kids.
It goes like this. If the child doesn't say, then the teacher can't do, because the classrooms nowadays are bigger. So the children get lost, and the teachers focus on the children that are doing or doers, not the ones that are trying to do or having trouble doing. You know, so even if you, like I said, even if your child doesn't know or you don't know, bring forth in them to ask. You know, ask their teacher. Ask somebody who there is somebody who does know. You know, that math or that geology, geography, biology. I can help you in biology. I'm pretty good at that. You know, oceanography, theology, mythology.
Listen, if there was a class on this BS hip hop and what Kim Kardashian and Kanye West doing, you know, today,
oh well,
tomorrow,
you know,
every they would all be up in there. And you know, once again, real talk. Like I said, if you look at our community, and if you really look at some of our communities. Why would some teachers even want to come to some of these schools that have, you know, that in rough areas? Why would they want to come?
I don't want to say a lot of them don't want to do. From what I've experienced, you know, like our school, I would say our school was kind of mixed. You know, we had a mixed school. It wasn't the baddest school. It wasn't the worst school. It wasn't the best school.
It was different times then, man. We talking about now, because you got some kids bringing guns to school. Now you got kids wilding out. You got to really ask yourself, like, why would some of these teachers want to come and deal with this for the little bit of pay that they get? Like, you know what I'm saying? Some of these teachers come there just to try to survive the 8 or 9 hour workday.
Well, that is true. You know, I remember one of our teachers back in the day. I'm not going to say her name, but yeah, she was. I because this is eighth grade, but I actually talked to her. You know, because I know how hard she had it, but I talked to her, and it was like she had some fears. You know, she felt very pressured by the kids. You know, so maybe that's it. Also, some of the teachers, they're getting too much pressure from the kids, behavioral wise, to where the teacher actually regresses and just says, "Well, if they don't care, then I'm not going to care. I'm just going to do just the minimal that I need to do." You know, that could be it also. Like I said, I'm not in school now, but I'm just going off of what I remember. But maybe that could still be in effect even nowadays, you know. Come on, people. Give us a call.
Why would they want to call? Calling to say what?
Give them a chance.
Nah.
Here's the number, 646-378-1882. People, we are here ready and waiting to hear from you, the listeners.
Listening for what? Like I said, they don't, yo, some of them don't even listen to their own goddamn kids. Like, yo, I gotta go win, man.
You don't want to be too rough on the listeners.
Why should I be rough? Because some of them out there know they ain't listening to their damn kids.
Look.
And the whole thing is, somebody got to be a voice for the youth, too.
Hey,
you got kids out there wondering why the hell their parents ain't listening or why the adults ain't listening in general.
Yes, but don't we want to hear their opinion no matter what, regardless?
Well, I would love to hear their opinion, but it ain't going to happen. It's not going to happen. Like I said, I'm not being offensive. You know what I'm saying? This is not some tactic to get somebody to call in. It's just that, yo, call a spade a spade. It is what it is. Because like I said, I give, not to say that no one else gives a damn about their kid or their stepkids or whatever, but the whole thing is this. Yo, you got a lot of talkers that sit on the porch and sip that lemonade. Oh, yeah. But, yo, once again, they on that porch. And they going to stay on that porch because that seat is good. Oh, it's too hot for me to get up. My lemonade tastes good. I'm going to stay on the porch. But you're going to run that mouth. It's like we've become, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo. Once again, what are we teaching our kids? If they're supposed to be greater than us, what the hell are we giving them to be great about? Like, what are we really saying? If we ain't mouthing off saying something, then why should they mouth off and say something? If we ain't standing up for us or for them, why should they stand up? I mean, yo, you got to look at some of the curriculums.
Well, we should stand up for them all the time.
Yeah, we should.
Because they're
children. We don't. Because, you know what I'm saying, some of these curriculums in school, you got to think about it. Some of this stuff, kids probably go to school and be like, yo, am I really going to apply? Because some of these kids nowadays are smarter than we were. They're just coming out the womb smart.
We do know that fact. We do know that.
So they go into school looking at some of the stuff in these textbooks and be like, yo, is this really going to help me get a job?
All right. We also got to understand, we have to understand, okay, that yes, it costs quite a bit of money to change the textbooks because, like, we have come so far in a small amount of time that the books now are probably not up to standard of what's going on. You know, it's almost like trying to put a 2012 Ferrari engine into a 1981 Buick. Doesn't really fit. That V12 is not going to fit into that Buick, you know. So the curriculum has to change with the children, but it's just money.
I have to say,
when it comes to the budget, the educational system is not at the top priority. You know, so that gets kicked to the wayside.
Oh, but being concerned about you drinking a big ass soda is.
Ooh,
you me being concerned.
That's
me being concerned. I'm positive being concerned.
That's a hit to somebody.
Well, listen. It's none of your goddamn business. It's none of your business. If somebody wants to go out there and drink a 1 liter soda, then so be it. You know what I'm saying? There's other things going on. Kids getting molested, wild-ass teachers, dropouts, schools closing, cats and dogs, getting along, and you're busy concerned about people drinking a damn soda? Come on, man.
Well, I'm pretty sure that's not his only concern.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not, but yo, when
no names.
Again, education is an issue, and it needs
by
to
far
be addressed.
Not
it
pushed
really
to the wayside, not covered over, not circumnavigated with political bureaucracy and talk. And we are doing something and we are working on it when really nothing is getting worked on, pretty much.
Like, yo, you're talking, you want to sit there, all right, this guy, once again, we'll just keep names out of it. You want to talk about changing gun laws. You want to stress about getting guns off the street. Yo, check this out. Why don't you do background checks for some of these teachers? Why don't you do some real background checks on who's with our kids for those 7 to 8 hours during the day? Why don't you focus on that? You know what I'm saying? Don't be concerned what everybody else is doing, these little isolated incidents. You know, don't concern yourself with what's real. Check that teacher. Just like you want to check me for something, just like you want to stop and frisk me, yo, check that teacher. Check that background thoroughly.
Well, I mean,
See what's on his hard drive when he goes home. Or she goes home. Why don't you find out what's going on with them? Because these are the teachers. Like I said, it's not all teachers. But damn it, real teachers need to stand up and be heard, put themselves out there instead of getting slapped by the bureaucracy and the politicians. Because guess what? The politicians, they ain't going nowhere. They making their money. They're the sharks. We just the Nemos. Sort of just keep swimming, just keep swimming. That's what we are. Like I said, our kids, you know why our kids be going out there punking adults? Because a lot of adults is punk, can be punk, they punks. Like I said, you can't sit there and tell a child, or you can't tell some of these teens out there, yo, young buck, this, that, and the third. And what you doing? You ain't fighting for nothing. You ain't talking about nothing. Your pants is probably hanging lower than this.
There we go with that pants thing again.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm just saying.
That's a topic I want to get on at a later date. You know, yeah, I got a pet peeve with that one. I'm sorry.
I'm sure you do, but you know what? Guess what? They can run all types of ads on the back of buses, on trains, about have your pants hanging down. Yo, why don't you make up a class, a course in school about certain things, about certain fads that's going to make up something that's going to grab these kids' interest. Something to give them some tools that they can go out there and use. Because I'm sorry, I'm really sorry. Me knowing who the 33rd president was didn't get me my job, and I made over 70 last year. Nicely over 70. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm just real talk. Equip these kids with something that they can use. But it's not happening. Because they want to stick to the same old formula. Especially in areas where certain things just don't really mean nothing or anything to us. I don't even know what some schools, do they still do like auto shop? Do they still do certain things to actually teach you something?
I mean, you know what? I was just thinking about that. Wow. I mean, way to go, you know, like try to pick my mind. I wonder if that does still go on. I'm pretty sure that it does, but like it, you know, like you don't hear about it, you know. Like that is a skill, you know.
But
computer engineering, theory of computers, you know, this, I mean,
coding.
Yeah, you know, computer coding, you know, this is something that is needed today. And is it being taught in the schools?
No, you know what? It's being taught in selective or so-called, let me use the proper word for it, specialized schools.
Uh-oh.
Specialized schools.
Yeah, well, I think it definitely needs to be taught in all schools because it is part of our society today, and this is why we are losing and lacking because, like I said, the school system is not changing to what the environment, our environment, needs us to be or become.
Well, of course not, because you know what? If I'm a teacher that graduated with a degree in such and such and such, hey, you're going to have to pay me a certain amount of money to teach these kids what I know. Because I got a specialized degree in a specialized field, and I need to be in a specialized school so I can get that specialized paycheck. I'm not just going to go to any old school in any old community and put my skill on some cat. I remember there was this teacher named Mr. Landris. And, yo, he was real sharp with the tongue. He used to call hip-hop music drug dealer music. Like, he was straight up with his mind. Like, he didn't hold no punches at all. He used to call hip-hop music drug dealer music. And if you were sitting in class not paying attention, because he was an English teacher, he was like, if you're sitting in class not paying attention, he'd be like, well, why don't you just go outside and listen to the drug dealer music and go blow your head off or go sniff some crack or something like that. Yeah, he'd say it.
Well,
he'd just say it.
I just truly think that he just didn't have a understanding of certain cultures.
Well, no, but you know what? Bro, he gave a damn. He's one of the reasons, not just the Rakim or the Canes or the old school cats, African, but he made me want to become the best writer that I could be.
That teacher there?
Yeah, because
surprising.
He was serious about learning. He was serious about words. He was serious about like. He would put Shakespeare in my face like it was no tomorrow. Because he wanted me to get the interpretation of it. I mean, when anybody can read it, five people can read the same book and get five different interpretations out of it.
Of course. Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. But the thing is, get something out of it. That's the whole thing. As long as you get something out of it, that means you're using your brain. You're doing something. You're kind of decoding through that old English, whatever, you know, that type of language. Like, you get the metaphors. Nowadays, it's like, yo, are our kids really thinking? Are we really thinking? You know what I'm saying? We're not. Like, yo, I know you had to see that movie, the B movie. The B movie. With, oh my gosh, what's that comedian? He had the show, Seinfeld, Jerry Seinfeld. There's a cartoon.
Okay.
Right. Yo, if you just look at some of the undertones of what it's saying, it's like, we're just like little robots. Just like the bees, their whole thing is to work and do what's in the best interest of the hive and for the queen. Could do the comparison. I mean, you got some people that, you know, I got to do what's best for me or do this. But either way, you're going out there, you're that little drone. You're going out there,
yeah.
you're working,
mm-hmm.
and you're paying your taxes, and you come home, you do this, and you do this. It's like it's the same old cycle. Same old thing. But once again, that teacher, he made me realize how he made me grasp that concept of taking something and the interpretation.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole thing. He didn't just say, hey, sit down and read the book. What did it mean to you? What did it say to you? What do you think the character
yes.
was trying?
Okay, there we go, yes.
All that helps, like, you know what I'm saying, build up that gray
that
matter
stimulation.
Called your brain. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
That stimulation, because it's asking what it meant to you, not what you want me to think it meant or the answer you want me to believe that you want to hear. It's what you want to hear from me, what I got from it. My opinion, and you know, maybe that's what's missing in from teaching. You know, that type of stimulation. You know,
well, I think it's missing from the home as well. That's what I think, because you can't just go out there and send these kids out there to just say, "All right, yeah, pack a lunch, have a good day." Nah,
well,
I mean,
I have to admit, I don't, well, I know of parents who really don't sit down and talk with their children, and they tell them they don't talk with their children, they talk at their children, and they don't realize that they're doing it, you know, because I kind of go behind and ask the child, hey, you know, what do you think about, you know, what your parents said there? I don't understand. And he just tells me. He doesn't talk to me, he just tells me. So sometimes, you know, if you talk a certain way to your child, you're not going to get the response that you want. Like I said earlier, because you're talking at your child. You're not talking. You're not interacting.
You know what the problem is, brother? And like I'm not trying to be the shock jock or whatever, but you know what?
You're not trying to be the what?
The shock jock.
Too late for that. You just said a little bit, but it's okay. It's a beautiful thing.
Nah, but real talk. Yo,
that's what we do here, brother.
A lot of people go get their education, but are not educated.
Ooh, you want to say that one more time?
A lot of people go out there and get their education, but they are not educated. I don't care how many degrees, little plaques on your wall. Just because you went out there and I got my degree, it don't mean it's that you know a degree of anything. Because what you so-called got a degree in, if it doesn't apply to life, what's its real purpose? People spend thousands and thousands of dollars on continuing education to only educate themselves and what? See, once again, when we look at the whole topic, that's what one of the main reasons why I wanted to do the second part of this, because let's get down to the real nitty gritty of it. Educational system. That's the problem.
Go ahead. Okay.
System. It's a system. It's not about really educating or fostering the youth. The minds of the youth. It's just about the numbers. Just like it was said today, you said it, and it was said last week. It's all about the numbers. Education or educating starts at home. fact that we don't take that time. But and the sad part is some of these kids don't even have homes.
Well, that's another one. Just because you have a roof over your head, you know,
doesn't mean you have a home.
Yeah. It's more just like a dwelling. You know, you get up, you rise, you brush your teeth, you wash your behind, you eat, but it's missing the home qualities.
Exactly. Now, see, how did your daughter learn to talk? How did my daughter learn to talk? Through interaction, through education.
Oh, yes, brother. I was just about to say that. Through interacting with us.
Yeah, interaction. But we educated them on that. Now, why when they get to a certain age, it stops? Or why when they get run into a brick wall, then we want to tell them something? Why do we want to educate them then? Why can't we just say for the hell of it, you know, hey, you know, when you go out there, I'm not asking you to, you know what I'm saying, to be excellent, but give it your best.
That's it.
Educate them on positive reinforcement.
Well, that's what it is. I mean, it's not about them, you know, always trying to be number one. It's just them doing their best, you know, and we have to instill that. You know, sometimes I think what it is also, like, no, you just hit on it right there. Some parents, they want their child to be the best. They want their child nothing but the best, and that's no exceptions.
You want them to be the best, but you know what? What are you? If you know what I'm saying? If you half-ass, what do you expect? Like I said, listen, if you sit there, I remember when my daughter was born, I was reading these books. And I remember one page in the book, it was saying about, well, as your child grows, like, don't do the whole goo-goo, ga-ga, and all this other stuff. Talk to them. So, because, you know, as they're growing, their mind can grasp the concept of language. So that's what I did. I talked with my daughter, even when she's a baby. I talked. Didn't do the whole googly gaga stuff because that's not real communication.
No, it isn't. And just to let you people know out there, I also did the same thing. I didn't do the Google Gaga thing. No.
And it's like, yo, I mean, like I said, it's not about being a perfect parent because no one is. But the whole thing
it isn't about being the perfect parent. It's just being the best parent that you can be for your child. Like, if you know something is wrong that you shouldn't be doing, then don't do it. Or if you have a question, then, you know, go to another parent and ask them, or even an older adult, you know, and ask
if you are doing something that you ain't supposed to be doing. Like, you know, let's just say, oh, you're drinking. Don't do it around your kids. Be discreet. Just be discreet. A lot of times parents don't know how to be discreet anymore, so we educating our kids on not being discreet. Everything that we do, 9 times out of 10, let's just say 8 times out of 10,
when you think your child is not watching, that's when they really are watching.
Of course. That's what I'm saying. 8 times out of 10, what we do is a lesson.
Yeah.
They're watching.
And if we ain't
stepping correctly, how would we expect them to step correctly or move correctly? Like I said, when you plant a plant, you can't put it in bad soil and pour vinegar or water on it and expect it to grow properly. It's not going after. But that whole thing, a school is just a dwelling. It's just a place where they just shove the numbers. Like you said, it's the numbers game. Education starts at home. Like, forget the word system. Just think about the state of education. Your state of education, you educating your kid or educating someone else's kid or just educating kids in general.
General.
Because I still believe it does take a village to raise a child. But once again, we can't be self-absorbed because you know what? You get what you give. And if you're putting out BS, you won't get it back. So don't get mad when you hearing these kids cursing and you hearing them wilding out. But when you had your kid in the beginning, you was, oh, you little nah, and I told you MF, and you cursing around. What do you expect?
Oh, yes, and parents, I hate to say this. If your child is out 2-3 o'clock in the morning on a school night, your child is under the age of 18, and he's out on a school night at 2-3 o'clock in the morning, please don't expect your child to be an ace student.
Listen,
because you know your child should not be out at no 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. Do not expect your child to be going to school and be performing the best of their ability. And if you know your child is not performing to their best of their ability, and you let it go and let it happen, then shame on you for not doing anything. Shame on you. Shame on you for forcing the teachers to do what you should be doing. Shame
oh,
on
devil.
You.
I feel the heat.
Shame
the
on you.
Who the hell is
you? You know your child is messing up and you're not doing
who
nothing about it. Or you challenge somebody. Well, I wish you would speak to my child like that. I wish you would.
Well, who the hell,
shame
who
on
the hell
you.
Who the hell are you to knock my parents? Who the hell are you to not knock my
if
muscle
your child
and tell me what
is,
I'm doing, what I'm
if,
not, what I'm not supposed
yeah,
to be doing?
If you know your child is not going to school, and when you get up and your child is still at home, shame on you.
Well, in certain communities, I mean, basically, this is what it is. I mean, you got to look at the setup, man. You got to, I mean, sometimes you just got to, once again, call a spade a spade. Like, certain schools were designed to fail. Certain systems were designed to fail.
And this is why certain parents also fail because of how they brought up their child. I mean, granted, I know that they probably felt that they was bringing up their child the best of their ability. But if you know in your heart, if you know, then I don't know, try to get help. Look for help, you know, some
tutoring programs. But wait a minute, you know, a lot of budget cuts. Oh, we can't, no, kids can't stay after a certain time anymore. No, they got to push them out into the street. No, so programs been cut once again. But it's all right to talk about, oh, I want a calorie counter on each cheeseburger that comes out of that restaurant. Or
uh-oh.
I want to put new taxes on cigarettes and all this. I want to combat teen smoking. Yo, why don't you combat kids not going to school before you're going to combat teen smoking?
Uh-oh.
Like all that, all that, it, listen, all
there
that.
There
you
go again.
it's all a sham, B. Like
yeah.
You turn around, you want to talk about, oh, I don't want kids doing X, Y, and Z. I want kids to have healthier foods in school. Okay, so when they get their lunch break and they don't want that chicken salad that you're giving them that don't look really right, they're going to go across the street and they're going to go to the fast food joint and get what they want.
Anyway.
What is it? I forgot what that's called again. What is that called? The psychological term for it. It'll come to me. I forgot.
You're losing me there. I don't
nah,
even,
it,
know
it's
exactly
like,
what you're
saying. It's like I tell you one thing to get you to do something else.
Oh, like a psychological mind game or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah. That's all it is. Like you're so concerned about kids eating healthy, but yo, if the kids ain't in damn school, what's the purpose? Like I said, said I haven't been to school in years, but I'm sure they probably teaching the same old, or what they stick them in front of computers now. Like I said, life skills, they're not, listen, you have to start, we have to start equipping these kids with skills to go out there and get jobs, to go out there and get and have careers.
Yes,
not
career.
Not filling themselves.
McDonald's
with,
is a job. You know, computer coding.
But I ain't knocking nobody.
I really can't knock. I shouldn't even say that because some people, you know what, that's where they want to be. They want to own their own McDonald's. So I apologize. You know,
I apologize.
I don't want to knock nobody for working at McDonald's because I love McDonald's. So I apologize.
It's a job. It's something to do. In some cases, it's a stepping stone. In some cases, it can be a career. Like, listen, you can't. That's the whole thing.
Yes,
we have to educate ourselves. We have to educate ourselves or educate our children on, hey, listen, just because you see that person back there flipping fries don't mean that they don't have a certain level of intelligence. Don't mean that they smart. Don't mean that they ain't trying to try something.
That person back there making those fries, they could be working on their masters, you know?
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? You never
know.
So,
I said, I apologize.
No, it's not a problem. It's not about apologies. You didn't do anything wrong.
You didn't say anything wrong.
But it is a job. I'm knocking somebody's job.
Like, somebody wants to knock my job and what I do, you know, being like a fuel technician. That's not a career. That's just a job. You're just a fuel technician at the airport.
But you know what? I would take offense. But to you, it could be a job. To somebody else, it could be a career.
That's correct. And that is why I had to change what I said, because I'm like, hey, wait a minute. You know, what I said is not right. Because, like you said, for me, it might not be a career, but for somebody, it is. And that's what they want to do because they like helping people or they just like that feel. You know, so, like I said, I apologize.
Well, I mean, it's like I said, it's all good. But I just see things as it's not just about books. It's not just about...
It can't be just about books.
No, because like I said, education is everywhere. And it's every day. You know what I'm saying?
It's everything.
Sometimes you got to really...
It's everything.
Yeah, you have to look up the word education and break it down for what it is and go from there. Like I said, it's not just about a school. It's just about learning in general. And the whole thing is we are not up to snub like we used to be. We're not out there fostering real life situation. Once again, we're not equipping our children, our generation, with the tools that they need to go forth and maneuver correctly in this life, in this world, in this society, period. Because simple and plain, I remember years when I was a kid, you know, I wanted to be an astronaut. I wanted to be an astronomer. There's certain things I wanted to be. Not just, I don't want to be the next rock cam, or I wasn't all focused on being the next hip-hop star or basketball legend or, you know, it wasn't about that. There was other things going on, other professions.
Education.
But that's the thing. We don't educate
our kids on that nowadays. We're so busy doing what? I don't know.
The meaning of education, in its general sense, is a form of learning in which knowledge, skills, and habits of a group of people are transformed from one generation to the next. Okay, skills, habits of a group of people are transferred. Transferred from one generation to the next. Transfer. So it's a transfer.
And I don't see the word system. Well, the word system is nowhere in it, right? The word system is nowhere in it. It's not a monopoly.
No, it's not.
It's not a monopoly.
Because, like I said, education is everywhere and it's anything in which knowledge or skill can be gained.
Exactly. That's why
the system is just what controls the type of education that our children receive.
Information control. That's what it boils down to.
Oh, you know what? I could see we could almost close this topic out.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm like I said, the state of the educational system. Like I said, it's not just about the system. It's just about education in general. That's the whole thing. That's what I kind of want to leave the people with. Like, what's really good? What's education really all about? Like I said, it doesn't start in some building. It starts at home. It starts within. It starts with that will to want to learn, to do something. It's all about mental progression.
Ooh, I like that.
And
say it again. Say that again, brother.
It's all about mental progression. And the thing is, how are we really mentally progressing? I think we're kind of mentally regressing in a lot of areas. You know, we're not focused. We're not as channeled as we used to be. And I seriously think that's a problem. But, you know, that's just my opinion. And, you know, my opinion is like belly buttons. Like, everybody got one. I guess it is what it is. But education, the big word, the key word, education. Forget the system. You know what I'm saying? The teachers, they get paid to teach. But do they get paid to educate?
Ooh, good gravy. Wow.
Wow. Because teachers can teach you something all day long. It doesn't mean that you're going to walk away with that knowledge. It doesn't mean that you're going to become any more educated or knowledgeable than you were like half an hour ago. You got some teachers out there that just required to do the minimum. But the education part is on us, the parenting, the home. I don't care whether your kids are in a group home, you know, foster care, whatever, step kids. It doesn't matter. Education starts with the individual. So when somebody wants to sit there and make the excuse, talk about, oh, well, I ain't got no friend. Well, I ain't got this. Well, I ain't got that. Listen, you got cats in prison that'll turn around and pick up a book and read it from front to back, side to side. They educated themselves.
Yes.
What's your excuse?
Ooh, man.
If you ain't got the will to educate your own self, then don't expect anybody to do it for you. Don't expect to achieve much if you ain't willing to try for small things. mean, come on now. I mean, we all can have dreams of grandeur and want this and want that. Then you got some people who just want to live comfortable. Fine, but yo.
There's nothing wrong with
educate.
That.
Yeah, but you know what? Educate yourself. No matter what it is, educate yourself. You know how sometimes you get pulled over by a cop or something and they'll hit you with a ticket or you could be walking and they hit you with a summons. Educate yourself on the law so you can be knowledgeable to know and be able to say, I didn't do anything wrong or I may have done this, but I didn't do that. Educate yourself. Don't rely on a system to do the educating for you. Educate yourself. And that's what it's all about. But so, I think next week we're going to go in. Next week's topic is going to be what's the beef. The issues that, I'm not singling anybody out, but the issues that lie between black men and women.
Black men?
We got issues. We, between us, we got issues. Men and women, we got issues with each other.
Why can't it just be men and women?
Men and women?
Yes.
It could be men and women.
It goes across the color boundary. It doesn't have to be just black.
No doubt.
It goes across.
Like I said, listen, brother, like I said.
Latino people, where you at? Call. Where you at? Give us a call.
Listen, I'm not singling anybody out, but on the real, we got some things to discuss. For real, for real.
Okay.
And we as a people, like I think of this, listen, I've come out and said there's other people out there, they got their stuff together more than us.
And like I said,
it's not to single anybody out. But you know what? Once again, real talk, don't think that no one else has these conversations. I'm just not afraid to say it. Okay? I'm not afraid to say it. Don't think that when you have an Hispanic family, they're talking about their stuff too. The Hasidic people, the Asian people, everybody's talking about this. So you know what? Yeah, black people, we got to talk about it. We got to go look in-house. We got to talk about our junk too.
Okay.
And it is what it is.
I'm just a co-host, I'm going with what he says, yes. And that's what it's going to be next week, people.
Listen, you got to clean up your own backyard, right?
Before you can clean the block, clean your own backyard first. Okay.
Exactly.
I'll agree with that.
Exactly.
Clean your own house first before you start cleaning the block. Yes.
I mean, yo, okay. What's the beef? What's the beef between us? The animosity, you know, the whole issue and I've heard some women say it, and some men say it too, interracial dating. I don't have a problem with it, but you know what? Some people seem to think that, well, you know, like I said, next week, we're going to build on it. We're going to talk about it. That's what's on the menu. Next Thursday, 8 p.m. sharp, Brother B, Brother L, what's the beef? The issues that lie between black men and women. Like I said, I ain't singing anybody out, but yo, our yard is looking kind of dirty. Time to get the rake.
Ooh.
Hefty bags, clean it up.
Oh. Oh, my. How exciting.
No doubt. Yo,
Let's see what the rest of the people are going to be.
I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to thank Brother L for hosting with me. I want to give a shout out to Brother Big, Ali,
yes.
Foundation Radio.
Yes.
And, yo, man, everybody be well, be blessed, and have a good night. Brother L, holla.
Always, Brother B, always. All right, people, you know the number. So 646-378-1882. We still have a few minutes where you can call in if you would like to. You know, if you want to just recap on anything with us.
Ain't nobody calling up. I done scared them off. things like this.
I wouldn't even say that you scared them off. I think people are just listening and just going, okay, just wanted to hear you speak and just get a vibe.
Just rebellious.
Just capture. I wouldn't say that you were rebellious. You were just touching
on. This rebellious, slick talking Negro.
No, you were just hitting on the topic. You know, that's all. Because
I can't.
Took a couple of faces, just do a little bit of dirt on it a little bit. Not saying no names, which we didn't, because we don't do that here. We try not to use names anyway. But
I don't want anybody to ever mistake, you know what I'm saying, my passion for arrogance, my passion for ignorance. But like I said, I give a damn. So if that seems wrong in your eyes, then maybe you need a pair of glasses. Because, like I said, I give a damn. And that's just that. You may not give a damn about your kids or your situation, but I give a damn about the human situation. Because at the end of the day, if we ain't got us, what
then
the hell
who does?
Do we have? You know what I'm saying? What the hell do we have? And you know, I just give a damn. Maybe I give a damn too much, but I can never really say that, man. I just care. And I think we all need to step up our game.
Caring is sharing, and this is what we are doing right now. We are sharing our opinions with you. So this is what it is.
Did you really say sharing means caring?
Yes, really? I did. Yes. Hey, you do care. Because if you didn't care, we would not be on the air right now.
You're absolutely right. The menu.
Thank you.
Menu. I will stress before we cut out, the menu is all about the art of conversation. That's the whole thing. We don't talk enough, but we text. We don't talk enough, but we email. We don't talk anymore, man. And that's the problem.
We don't
have serious real life conversations. You know what I'm saying? We don't talk, and that's the problem. You know what I'm saying? We'll yell at each other.
We'll cuss each other out. But what about talking?
But what about that art of conversation?
It is an art.
We don't converse enough, and that's the problem. You know what I'm saying? A kind word is better than a hard slap any day.
Yes.
But you know.
And I'll definitely take a kind word any day. I'll take a kind word on a cold, rainy day, than a cold, hard slap on a beautiful, sunny day. Any day.
My brother. Yo, let's wrap this up, man. Next week, 8 p.m., Thursday, Brother L, Brother B, What's the Beef? Holla. Y'all have a good night.
Holla. Good night. And God bless.